Thanks for checking out the Kid Your Sleep podcast. If you like the show, share it with your friends, tag us on social media, and please give us a 5-star review. And welcome back, folks, to what is now officially the number one podcast for people that go to their kids' fundraisers and party like they're in motherfucking Las Vegas, friends. And even 2 days later, they're still feeling like they need a break. The kids are asleep. We poured some libations. I'm Sean.
I'm Shannon.
And who know? There we go. I see the little twang up in there, girl. Okay, there. Look at you. Your thighs getting bigger as we speak. And who knows what the hell we going to talk about this week?
What'd you say, my thighs?
Your thighs are getting bigger. When you talk like that, you know, you got to be a little thicker. Because you like a little bird right now.
You're eating cornbread.
You know, you like a little bird right now. But, you know, we're going to thicken you up. You know, make a sturdy woman out of you yet.
Man, I'll never forget when I went on one of my college trips to go, like, see what school I wanted to go to for volleyball. I went to North Carolina. And all I remember is the women down there, the girls. I mean, we're still girls. I mean, we're like 18. We're just going. I was like, like you said, I'm a bird. These are women. Like, it's not just like, I was like a girl. These are like, they're just, girls are built different in different parts of the country.
Facts. This is 100% facts.
Like, you can see their thighs and their butt from the front.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You praise, said turn praise, your shit off, babe, and here you are.
That's a vibration. That's not a ring. That's a vibration.
Same, same.
What am I? I can't turn it off. There's no to turn off the vibration.
Rookie move. But you get distracted, so you should turn all of it off on silent.
Wow, you know what distracted me? Mm-hmm. The thought of thick women.
Oh, I thought you were going to say my greasy face because I just washed my face. You were looking at me.
Greasy face? What are you talking about?
Well, you were looking at me, and I was like, oh, I did just wash my face. So I'm feeling insecure about it. So I had to voice it like immediately.
Immediately.
Yeah. No, immediately.
No, that's what I do. That's my thing. My thing is I turn whatever is a perceived weakness into a strength, and then I punch you in the face with it.
Yeah. Well, that's what I understand.
So. Well, you learned. You're learning. Look at you. Going.
But yeah, Sean used that twang all night, you guys. We just had our kids. So Sean was asked to host our kids' school's fundraiser auction.
Yes,
it was an auction fundraiser. So Sean volunteered his time because he is
donated.
The host. Yeah, donated.
Yes.
He's the hostess with the mostest. Everybody knows it. He's a hot ticket item in town. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was going to help. But then he said, you know, I think I got this one.
You did help. We got you on stage.
Yeah,
I helped a little bit. And I'm glad that we didn't plan for...
Two.
For those of you that don't know, there's something about, it's like the learning curve of doing live shows takes a long time, right? I've put in my 10,000 hours, so I'm used to shit going wrong.
Yeah.
Something always goes wrong.
Yeah.
It never goes smooth. And the thing that went wrong at this one was the guy handed me the mic. He was like, yep, this is the mic. You ready to go? I start talking.
Going in and out.
And then that mic went out.
Yeah.
Immediately. Like within the first couple sentences, the mic went out.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, shit. So then he, like, got another mic going. So literally, had there been a two-host situation...
We couldn't have.
So everything we would have prepared would have went shit, you know. So we only had the one mic.
It was absolute... So I want RPM to do not just a round of applause, but, like, a standing ovation right now. I'm going to be silent for just a second. Actually, like, just let it play for, like, 10 seconds. Like, let's really knock this one out of the park. That was so good. So good, because you deserve it. You deserve it.
Well,
and I
you.
Hope everybody at home is clapping, because I will tell you that when you go to anything.
I'm sorry, did you take a bath already or something? Did you?
Why, do I look amazing?
Well, I'm just, how did you wash your face? Are you cleansed, the rest of you?
I haven't showered yet.
Okay, that's what I thought. I was like...
No, but you know how sometimes you get back from... Okay, guys, this is a total side note.
This is a total side note.
Yeah. This has nothing to do with the auction. I'm on a full fart walk campaign. So I've shared with you guys this before. If you follow me on Instagram, you know this on my stories, that I have been walking this past year. I've added in walks 5, 6, 7 days a week. Well, now I want to get out like possibly like after I eat. Well, I'm not going to say every time.
Yeah.
But what a walk will do for not only your mental health. That's my biggest thing, is my mental health. But for your digestion.
Yes, your old digestion.
And as you, we've talked about it, as we get older, that 2D tummy is coming in
hot
and thick.
Heavy.
Babe, I can't be trusted. I can't be trusted with my words.
Never heard that before in my life. It's coming in hot and thick.
Well, when you're thinking about gas, it kind of makes sense.
I never had thick gas a day in my life. It's either hot and light, like a like those hot burning, like a yes. like a whistle,
yes.
or it's hot and heavy, like it's that just that.
Yeah.
The trumpet.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like the walking tooth. It's like in between each step. Have you one of those where you're just...
Yeah. What are you talking about? I was crop dusting all night.
That's the thing, is that my comfort, as you get older, on top of everything, it's like your comfort is king. And if I'm uncomfortable, like with clothing, shoes, everything, it's like only for so long. So my stomach, if my stomach is bloated or doesn't feel right, I need to get things moving. Well, the walking, if you're not walking, okay, this is a challenge to all of our listeners out there. We're doing it, okay?
Okay.
Drop a review, drop a comment. We're talking about fart walks, guys, because it is a thing. You will experience heaven when you start walking.
Yeah.
Everything gets moving. You feel so much better. So anyhow, long story long, that is why I washed my face, because it felt gross when I came home. And then I was like, I'll just shower off the rest of me later. Yo. So I can be super fresh and clean. Later. You know what I mean? Later.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't believe you. So I've got no
That's
interest.
That's my way of flirting.
I've got
Hey, did you hear me? Later. I'm doing my shoulders back and forth.
It's not happening tonight. I'm not even in the mood, to be honest with you. Wow. I'm exhausted.
You're never not in the mood.
You want to talk about a fart walk? Jesus Christ.
Fart walks don't get you in the mood?
No, listen. I am in we'll get back to what we're talking about in a second, but
yeah.
I am very frustrated with my body right now because...
What are you talking about? Me
I
too.
I worked out up until... Anytime I have an event, I go insane.
Yeah.
Right? So I worked out 7 days in a row plus 6 days. What's that? 13 days?
25 days in a row.
27 days in a row, right? Yeah. So I worked out 27 days in a row, no breaks, including Saturday.
Didn't get hurt.
No injuries.
Which, I mean, dude, yo, another standing round of applause, standing ovation for that one right there. Bang, 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 bang. Bang, 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 bang.
So I'm coming in hot. I'm coming in hot and heavy.
You're coming in thick.
I'm coming in hot and thick.
You're coming in hot and thick.
I'm coming in to doing ass formations the whole way, right?
Yes.
I'm stout.
Yes.
So I do the event. And for those of you that aren't used to like having to talk in front of a large group of people, you don't want to eat too much before you do it.
Yes, because you get tired.
You get tired and you get tootie and you get shitty.
Yeah, you don't want
one of those three things, right?
Not so when you're on stage.
I'm starving myself until the end of when I got to pass the mic off. Once I pass the mic off,
it's time
to eat.
Yeah, you're going to grub.
For those of you that know that Famous Dave's Barbecue was the caterer, it is...
Sean was nitpicking. I actually thought I was... Listen, I ate my ass off.
For somebody... That's because you're starving. Because for somebody that's been to North Carolina, you should know better.
I just haven't had barbecue in a minute.
The mac and cheese was not it, but I ate a bunch of it.
I did too, because I was just like, mac and cheese. I had the chicken, the rib meat.
I had all of it. I ate. Then we went over to the homie's house afterwards. I ate more.
I feel like that's where we both messed up, and we talked about that later, was like, we did this event. We stayed.
Should have came home.
Yeah.
Should have came home. Like, we're old. We should have came home.
What, if you've been partying all night, especially when you host an event, Sean's been on his feet. He's been sweating. He's been blood, sweat, and tears, right? And he's been going. And then it's like, we should have come home because, you know, blah, blah, blah. We did his XYZ. You guys fill in the blanks. We wanted to do all the things. But we also should have just come home because we're respectful people when we come home. We go to other people's houses and they literally opened up. No one there drinks champagne. Except for me.
Yeah.
They opened up a bottle of champagne just for me. Then they put out, babe, can we talk about the nuts they put out? I've not eaten so many. Me and Neil
sat there. Neil is Mr. Sunshine.
We ate. I'm not joking. Because they were like the spicy pistachios, you guys. Yeah, so you had to like get into them. They were like hot, spicy. Oh, so they're addicting. The second I started, I was like, I'm not going to be able to stop. I ate probably, no joke, 127 of those nuts. Then I went over and everybody had their to-gos. Everybody took to-go. Even though the food wasn't that good, everybody was like, we need to keep eating because we're drinking.
I'm eating cold mac and cheese at this point.
But the other thing is they had those nothing bundt cakes and not a full one. They had the little popper ones, the little one serving.
Yeah,
I ate probably, I don't know, 10. Then they had, you guys, a macadamia, white chocolate macadamia nut cookie. Mm. Oh, I can't. Yeah, especially when you haven't, like, okay, I haven't been doing the sugar.
Yeah.
So then I start on the nothing bundt cakes.
It's an overdose.
And then
it's an OD.
I get the macadamia nut. And you know what I'm doing? I'm like a gerbil. I only want the white chocolate macadamia nut out. I just want the chunks. So I'm like unraveling every cookie. I know people are watching me. They're like, what is this nut job doing? Then I go back over to the nuts.
You're like a squirrel.
You have to go sweet salty. I got to get a nut. And then I got to get my sugar. I got to get a nut. And then I got my sugar. I'm going back and forth. And then the champagne. Yo, I was done.
Wow.
And so you're talking about you do that for the weekend.
Well, then, yeah, because then it just is. So then we eat late Saturday night and then Sunday's just done.
You're
right.
Done.
Sunday's
you
just
already
done.
Know you're
we,
done.
We went to bed at 1 or something like that, which for us is like so late because we're such serious people. It's so late. Oh, my God. It's like the next day. It's literally the next day.
We slept in our turtlenecks. We were such serious people. But going to bed at 1 is, I mean, we're going to need a week to recover from that because that's a late one for us.
So hold on. So let me finish what I was saying because you kind of took over my whole thing. Mm-hmm. The reason why I'm mad at my body is because, so Sunday, right? I knew I was going to eat Saturday. It's fine. Sunday, we got some DoorDash like we do, right?
And we were drinking.
We got some sush, right? We got some sippers. It was a fun little day. Fun little day around the house. Fun weekend. Cool.
Yeah.
Didn't go nowhere. Just hung out. Monday now. And I'm like, you know what? I still need to sleep.
Yeah.
I need to recover. My feet hurt, right? I walked about 10 miles in about 100 square foot radius for 4 hours straight. Okay.
Yeah.
So my feet are dying. My feet are dead. After all this, it's Tuesday. I walk into the gym on Tuesday. And when I tell you, it felt like day one.
Yeah,
it felt like
over.
I haven't worked out in 9 months.
You're feeling heavy.
I'm walking by. I see myself in the mirror. Ugh.
You're like,
ugh.
Who is that?
Who is that Kung Fu Panda looking mother? Oh, that's me. Oh, shit. And then I looked at the weights. You know what I said to the weights? I said, nope.
Nope.
I said, nope.
Nope.
I don't even look at me. And they were like, don't look at me. You can't lift me. And I was like, I know I can't. I'm going to go do some cardio and shut the fuck up.
You weren't even trying to make eye contact with people because you didn't want them to see me. But also, well, on top of that, you're like, I don't want to see what you're doing because I'm very competitive.
We're gonna want to try to do the stuff. No, I was hiding in the corner doing my little stairs because it was like people were walking in and they're all like, "Oh, hey, what's up? Oh, you okay, dude?" It was like that. I was like, don't look at me. I felt like Smeagol. I felt like Smeagol.
Yeah, you feel ashamed.
1 week. 2 days.
A few days. Yeah.
2 days.
It's like
off.
I was talking about last week, though. It's like anymore when you get older. You know, you have a few nights and it's like, bam, you grew an additional thigh.
Yeah,
it's like you went to visit the Carolinas and came back overnight. Like, what the hell?
I wish it was the Carolinas because the barbecue would have been much better.
Oh, yeah, it would have been. I mean, I gripped. Like I said, I gripped. Because I just haven't, when you haven't had that food for a long time, it's just, everything's delicious.
Yeah, it was fire. It was
fire. But anyhow, let's go back to the auction because what I said at the beginning of the episode and why we gave you the standing ovation
oh boy.
Is because the host because you interrupted me when I was saying this. The host makes any event. Any event you go to. It could be like if you're watching a show, it will break a show. A show will be canceled. Even if the entertainment is good, mm-hmm. over the host. Do you remember American Idol? And then after the first season, one of the hosts was gone.
You better,
Ryan Seacrest carried the weight.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
He carried the weight. Mario Lopez.
Yeah. A great host.
Great host. Now we're going
Nick Cannon.
Nick Lachey and Vanessa. The show is carrying them. Okay.
Yeah. That's where we're like, it's a fact.
But the host can make or break it. And that is literally when I tell you guys, Sean, shut shit down, like the Drake song. Full throttle, nail in coffin. I'm talking about, you've never done an auction before.
Never done an auction.
He comes on and welcomes everybody. The theme of the auction is boots and bling. So we're in a Western vibe here. Everyone's in a Western vibe. Sean does the entire auction in a cowboy voice. Like he like lived in Texas.
Yeah, well,
it was next level. So that just
cowboy
tells
hat,
you.
Cowboy belt.
He had the full out. Babe, so many people on my stories messaged me and they were like, dude, you look like one of the characters from whatever the, what's that? One of the most famous.
Westworld?
One of the shows that we couldn't even get into. Not Westworld.
Oh, Deadwood.
No, we couldn't get into it.
Which one?
It's like the most popular Western show on TV. We started it and we just like, we're like,
what?
Yeah.
You're not a Western show person, though.
No.
You could barely get to a Western movie.
But somebody
movie.
Sent me, everybody was sending me like one of the characters' names.
Gotcha.
Like, oh, is that so-and-so? Because you were Dead Ringer. You look so good.
I'll tell you who I look like. Mother Django. Pew, pew, pew.
Yeah, you were head to toe. You nailed that. So, but the funniest part is you've never done, not the funniest part, but the best part is that you've never done an auction before.
Yeah.
And it's like the guy on, you started doing like fast talking.
Yeah.
And when I tell you,
the Hot Wheels guy.
The Hot
Wheels guy.
He was like, hey, this is gonna get a 60 and a 60. Oh, yeah, we're going 7. We're going 77, 70. Do I hear an 80? Do I hear an 80? Okay. 80. Oh, 80 on number 80 70. On,
yep,
and it was like, he was just in character. Like, you guys, it was a sight to behold.
I thank you and I appreciate it and I love you. I will say that it was one of those times because I stumbled into this, right? It's not like they were fans of the show or they knew my work and they were like, we're going to get this guy.
Yeah.
They asked somebody else to do it and that person was like, no, you got to get Sean. This guy's got to do it.
Yeah.
You know, like they were like, this is the guy.
This is what he does.
This is the guy. And then they were like, okay, right? But I know in their minds, they have no idea what to expect.
I know, and they just trust
it. They have no idea what
to
expect.
How crazy that you could have been any Tom, Dick, and Harry, and you could have totally...
Ruined. I could have ruined the whole event.
The whole thing.
I thought about it several times. I tempered my curse words. Not that it would have mattered because it was an adult-only affair.
But your humor was... epically placed. Like there were a few times the people around me kept looking at me because they knew that I was your wife and they kept looking at me, making eye contact and being like, he's so good. Oh my God, that was hilarious. Like looking at me, giving me the praise for how good you were like when you would call on somebody or you'd be like, if somebody won the prize or whatever, you had like a different, because I knew you were trying to hold back swear words, but you were like naming the people in the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like,
light roasting.
Yeah. You're like, $150 goes to the crazy blonde lady in the blanket or whatever. Yes, it was
It was genius.
I was giving people light roasting
as I like, if they won something, you know, and I'd be like, yeah, go on once, go, that's sold. To the lady with the hairdo that has no, oh, what I say to the one, my guy, Dan or Dave or something like that.
Yeah,
and
I was like
to the gentleman with the beautiful belt and the bandana that doesn't match his outfit.
Yes.
You know, like stuff like that. It was fun.
Yes. And everybody had such a good sense of humor about it. Everybody was dying laughing. It was so
He
good.
Wasn't ready. It was funny.
None of them were ready.
He was all cheesy. And then when I said the last, I just, because you know me, I sneak it in at the end.
Said, yeah.
I sneak it in
people
right at the end. And then, he like visibly got, like, he's he laughed. It was funny.
Because,
it was worth
because
it.
If it was anybody else, they'd be like, they'd be offended.
They
but you, no one gets offended by you.
Yeah. Well,
because you know why?
Do I?
You get the big chubby cheeks.
No, I will.
Look like a nice guy.
I will say that it's fun because I knew that they weren't ready. because you and I both know how many events we go to, how many weddings do we go to where the host is shite.
It's terrible.
It's shite. And, yeah. And then you just...
And everyone's chomping at the bit to go home.
You're crawling out of your seat because you're just like, yo, no, I want to get out of here.
You're looking at your watch.
Yeah.
No, people were lingering. They did not want to leave.
Yeah.
The other thing was the reason why they could take it was because when you have a confidence where you're like, I've been here before,
yeah,
you owned the entire room.
Yeah.
Because people aren't ready for you to be like, no, no, no. Come on, this is for the children,
yes,
but we're not acting like children.
Yes.
Like, they're not ready for somebody to, like, own the room and people
to shut the fuck up. What are you talking about?
But in a way that was just
yes,
like,
yes,
this is my show.
Yeah, no, what
you know
I,
what
no,
I mean?
No, I remember
and everybody
this,
respected it.
I remember it, we talked about this. I said this last time when we talked about another school function that we went to, where I was like, yo, I didn't really respect the way that the main speaker allowed people to just keep talking and talking and talking.
Yes.
So when I had the microphone, I was like, all right, guys, people keep asking for explanations. The way this works is that you guys have to be quiet so that they can hear what I'm saying.
I loved it.
And it was funny.
It was
because the volume dropped immediately.
Because they're not.
Because people were like.
Because you own it, too.
I'll tell you why. Because people know in that moment they don't want to get singled out.
Well, of course.
Because the next phase of that is if there's now it's 30 guys talking. Now it's one guy talking.
Yeah.
Now it's get them.
Yeah.
Now it's, oh, okay. Okay, blue shirt.
Right.
Okay, blue shirt.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they know you're going to.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you think you're special.
Okay, I have three more points.
Oh, give them to me now.
I know.
Jesus.
I know. So first point, I have to say, and we might have talked about the board meeting over on Patreon. So if you're not over on Patreon, here's my shameless plug, patreon.com/thekidsaresleep. We always go behind the scenes and it's unedited. We're going to give you all the juice. And it's every Tuesday.
Come on.
Tuesday
come
episodes.
On. And
get
we
over
do
there.
Giveaways over there.
Come on.
We do raffles.
Come on.
We play bingo. We
come
do
on.
Lives. We got
we
music
interact.
Videos.
We got
stand-up
videos.
Comedy.
It Sean wears gray sweats on camera.
On
and it's
camera.
Like, whoa.
It's a whole different vibe.
Talk about owning the room.
It's like you're on the other side of the glory hole now.
Right. Right.
Okay.
You're inside.
Proceed.
So get over there. Get over there.
Get over there. Get over there right now.
Get over
there right now.
Get over there. Do it right now. We talked about a woman who was at this meeting I don't know. I feel like we didn't shine her in the best light when we talked about her over on Patreon. She was at the auction. Loved her.
Yeah. Still scary.
Still scary. But this is what I'll say. This was what stuck out in my head is that the first impression of her was board meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, anybody out there, if you have made a terrible first impression on somebody, you can always bring it back. I typically close the door after the first impression. This girl won me over second impression.
Can I? Okay.
I said, hey, I like you.
I'm proud of you. Let me tell you why I'm proud of you. Because I was going to make that point.
Mm.
And it was the growth point because it taught me a lesson. Hanging out with this person for a second time taught me this lesson. I was like, I need to be better about this.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't know someone, like we didn't know this person.
At all.
You don't know what they're going through.
Yes.
You don't know, she might have been in the worst mental headspace when you seen her that first time.
And I think she was.
Maybe she was, maybe she wasn't. I don't know. But the point is that I was very much taken aback by her ways.
Mm-hmm.
And then after like meeting her again, and I was just like, oh, she's actually just kind of like a super
cool,
strong, tough, cool bitch.
Yeah.
And I say that with all of the love and respect. When I don't say that with no negative connotation.
No.
She's a gangster.
We call everybody bitches. So
she's a gangster though. She reminds me of you a little bit in terms of like, she's the kind of woman that you want on your side.
And she did have a little bit of that tough exterior.
Yeah.
But I do think that, of course, you get older and wiser.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, a lot of times there's a
mushy shell inside there.
There is. That just like wants to be your friend.
But also she does look like if there was a civil war, I want her on my side of the
yes.
fence.
And I thought that she was like giving me the eyes in a negative way. Like at the meeting and
yeah.
then the first half of the auction, I was
yeah.
like, okay, I saw you at the meeting. You don't like, maybe we don't
yeah.
like each other. I don't know. Or,
yeah.
or in the back of my head, you know what we always think? This person must have listened to the podcast. Even though there's probably no way, or maybe she did. I don't know. And so they're always walking through life like,
yeah.
what does this person know? And you're like, you're formulating stories in your head. And then she just came out of nowhere you know, and was just like giving me a compliment.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, you're actually just like a total sweetheart. You're just like, you didn't know what to say to break the ice. So,
yeah, I'm a big fan of her. She's dope.
Me too. And I'm actually super excited because this is the first year, you know, our kids are first and third grade. This is the first year that we're really getting in there with the school. We're getting more involved with the school and we are getting to know a lot of the parents and teachers. And it has been fun, dude.
We're basically like pillars of the community now. So it's like kind of like, you know,
watch your P's and,
watch your P's and Q's because we literally will kick your kid out of school if you come at us wrong. Okay.
Guys, guess what? I am friends on Facebook now with Lincoln's teacher.
There we go.
And she wrote into my question box. So she watches my stories. And
Oh, wow.
Rocky's teacher, I think they listen to the, hey guys.
Yeah, I think
they're in the podcast too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, we're in.
Yeah, we're in.
We're in.
We're in.
Okay. Point number two, really quick. Cause we gotta keep this going. Mr. Sunshine, Neil.
Yes.
When I tell you that I'm going to need him to teach me the Carlton, y'all, they had a DJ. So once Sean, and no one was even chomping, you know, you'd be chomping at the bit to get to the DJ. We were all just like riding the show because the show was so good with Sean. But then there was like only a little bit of time for the DJ because the auction ran long.
Yeah.
And not Sean's fault, but just in general, just, that's the thing, is that people spent money and Sean raised more money than I think would have been raised for the school had it not been you.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
I don't say that modestly.
But you were pressing. Come on, 300. I mean, yeah. I was even trying to help you out the one time. I was like, wait a second. The value's 800. Let's go 800. Like I was like yelling from the corner.
We got it there.
What are you talking about? We're trying to raise money for the school, man. Yeah. We're here. It's for the kids.
We're
for the kids. So the DJ comes on and he only probably has like 30 minutes. And so then it's just like, okay, hot and heavy. Let's get on the dance floor. Let's get this going.
Yeah.
And a lot of people ended up leaving. But, you know, I was like, hey, night out. Let's dance. Let's dance a little bit. You know, just like show them a little bit of my moves. I'm going to put them on them. All of a sudden, there is a parent's circle. What song was it?
Like a soul. It was.
Oh, Usher. Yeah.
It was Usher. Yeah.
And you already know when that song comes on. It's going down. All of a sudden, from across the room.
It was like a Soul Train line.
Sunshine comes in. He has tassels. He's wearing a button-up shirt just like Sean, but he has white tassels on all the way down his back and on his sleeves. And he gets into the middle of the parents' circle. And he starts doing the Carlton. And I swear to God, I'm saving that video. I videoed it. Thank God I had it ready. Yeah. I don't even know why it was ready. But I was, because I'm an influencer.
I was like,
it's ready at any moment. I mean, you tap me on the shoulder, like, what? Recording. So anyhow, he stole. I mean, the dancing, a Sunshine stole.
Yeah, he
was
killed it.
So freaking good. Everybody was just like, it got everybody involved. It was just like that was a standout moment of the night.
100%. Yes, of the dance floor.
He shut it down. No one wanted to go after
him. No one did. No one went in after that. No. Not after that.
You wouldn't have dared. No. And then afterwards, like, Sunshine, you have to teach me how to do this. Because can you imagine my pterodactyls doing the Carlton?
No, but knocking babies out of mother's hands, knocking birds out of trees, smacking giraffes.
The tent would have just come down, just collapsed. What happened? I don't know. I think someone's arms were flailing.
I think it's an earthquake. I don't know. This chick started dancing.
All you see is my arms hanging out on both sides of the tent.
Oh my God, dude. It was, that would have been a lot. That would have been a lot to deal with.
Okay.
No.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Point number three.
Yeah.
Can't forget this one. Every single person on my stories needed to know the most pressing question of the night. Was Mr. Striking there?
No.
And then the response was, they knew that he wasn't because they didn't really hear any of your jokes. Well, I didn't make a stink of it. I would have said something.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna make it a point to call you striking.
Of course.
Of course I was going. Of course I was going.
Because you're just like.
Of course I was
you're
going.
Just like,
to.
Of course. You're like, I'm just gonna make this super awkward, but not say anything.
I'm not a snitch.
That's your MO.
I'm not a snitch. I'm not trying to break up a happy home.
So Sean, and the other way that they knew. that he wasn't there is because you made a joke at the very beginning and you were like, what happens at the auction stays at the auction.
Yeah.
And so if you kiss the wrong wife, I don't want to see it on Facebook. Yeah. And everybody was writing me. They're like, oh, if Mr. Striking was there, he would have ran over, tried to steal a kiss. Sean said,
yeah, no.
No, he wouldn't.
No, he wouldn't. That's not happening. Let's be real.
No.
I do have a note here, and you haven't told the story yet.
Oh.
You told me to take a note. And you said, you go, babe, take a note. I elbowed a guy.
Oh my God.
So give me the pterodactyl story.
I had two long arm Shan stories. So the first one was I'm walking with my girlfriend. I'm just drinking. And my one other girlfriend, Tanya, is like taking photos behind her so that she's doing selfie mode. And me and Tori are behind her. And so we are putting our hands up to do a picture. We're like, oh, yay, peace sign. I swing my arm back down, and I literally hit my entire wine. It goes over all of us. And so then because Tawny was taking the photo, she caught everything on camera. It was literally like, you know.
I can't believe you knocked my own drink out of my own hand.
And then on top of that, not only spilled on myself, spilled on everybody around me. So that was number one. Number two, it's at a winery. So you know how there's like the tasting room at a winery? It's a smaller little tasting room. Everyone's grabbing a drink at the very beginning.
Yeah.
And so I'm facing the bar. I get my drink and I go to turn around and my elbow hits the guy behind me in the chest so hard that I knocked the wind out of died. He goes, whoa.
Why couldn't you show me who this was, man? Because I have to gauge.
I literally
how big
took his breath away with
how
big
was he?
Elbow, the pin of my bow.
Did you hit him in the solar plexus? Like,
just
where'd you
right
hit him?
In the middle, right in the middle of the chest.
Ugh.
Right there. And it was just like
winded him.
My gangles are just sticking. All I did was turn around. It was such a harmless thing that I'm doing.
Caught
but my
that
arm
Anthony
was
Davis.
Bent because I had the drink in my hand, and I just boop, and it was just right. And I didn't know he was there. He needed a break.
Haven't subscribed to our Patreon yet?
Come on!
Well, here's a taste of what you've been missing on the After Pod.
The only thing that I would be self-conscious of if I was a woman was tuna and asparagus.
Tuna? How does that correlate?
I'm just saying if I had a vag, that's how I would treat it.
I would
be nervous that if I had tuna, that maybe that's coming down in a couple hours. You know, maybe
that's not a thing.
Maybe for a little bit of time. I don't know. That's not an actual thing.
If you eat tuna, you don't smell like tuna. God forbid. Sean and I have gone to this like elevated gym spa situation. And we literally only get the membership for the summertime because they have a pool. So they're sending me emails, $29 enrollment, but you get $50 back. And I was like, yo,
wait.
I'm in a deficit. But then you go in to sign up and then they're going to hit you.
Oh, they got a fee. Do you want to not get punched in the face before you go to the pool? Okay, then that'll be $10.
Sign up now at patreon.com/thekidsasleep.
So for those of you that don't know, an Oregonian, a person from Oregon, 2 weeks ago was served with the $1.3 billion winning lottery ticket.
Damn.
So there's an Oregonian right now that is a newly minted billionaire because they played the lotto. They're in the area. If you know this person,
give him space.
Call me. We've got ideas. We've got suggestions.
Have they interviewed?
I don't know.
I got to follow up on the story.
I'm almost certain that you win $1 billion. There's no way you'd want the public to know because you could
Are
do
you
it anonymously.
Me? Yes.
So there's. I don't think there's anybody that's that stupid. That's like, hey, let me let everyone who I ever worked with.
Yeah. No.
Every second cousin that I hate. Hit me up for money. What are you talking about?
Yeah. What would you do with it?
I would ruin my enemies.
Like what?
I would ruin my enemies.
Just shit on them?
Yeah. I would do really, really petty things. I'd hire like a team of private investigators, you know, just to like keep monitor the online activity of anyone I didn't like, just monitor the comings and goings of them, their wives, their children.
So that they were just constantly getting found out for shit.
Oh my God. Blasted. Yeah, no, I would ruin those who have wronged me.
I've never thought about that, but that is genius.
I'd be an agent of chaos and karma. It would be disgusting.
I love that.
I also would definitely put trust away for probably every living relative, because why not?
I know. Come on, you have $1 billion.
You know, and then I'd also, I think I would help no one. No, I'm just joking.
I was going to say,
no,
don't go into this charity and that charity. I mean, everybody, it's like, come on, we know what we're going to do.
Yeah. No,
we're going to give back.
What I would do was probably create a shell company to move the money and no one would know it was me, because I could not stand people asking me for money. Let me tell you.
Oh my God.
You already know.
You guys, the whole segment Hot and Bother got started because Sean is walking around like a curmudgeon. Can you even imagine?
Do you know how irritated I would be? All people here.
Constantly.
Hey, Sean, man. Hey, I finally got you on the phone.
No,
hey.
You would turn into a troll.
Hey, man. Hey, listen. So my auntie you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, you wouldn't even entertain.
Because I'm just like, I'm not trying to hear all that.
You would give, but you would not want to be asked.
Exactly.
Yeah, because you're generous, but you're not.
I don't think I'd. I don't think I'd give anyone that asked me anything. I'll be honest with you. Charles Barkley has a famous saying that he says to his family, which they all know. He says, I give everybody a button, they can push it once. You know? So he said, make it count. You know what I'm saying? You want me to pay for something? If you got a bill you need me to pay, you know what I'm saying? If you make it count, and I ain't investing in none of your stupid ideas. It's just like, make it count. But I think I would bless the people. I would hit up the people. I put something away for the people that I love. Mm-hmm. And obviously put away some generational wealth for my kids and their kids and their kids' kids and all that. And
you'd get your sport court finally?
Get my sport. I don't think I'd move. Because really? you can't, not right away.
Yeah, you can't act
you
that fast.
You gotta play it off. You know what I'm saying? You gotta play it off, because I wouldn't want people to know. I wouldn't want to be harassed.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be harassed. What about you? What do you think?
I mean, all similar things. I didn't think of the enemy thing, though.
Yeah.
That was really good. I thought of, the giving back and the trust and the traveling and all of that kind of stuff. But I'd have a really hard time with people on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, babe, I would be going.
Yeah, you would.
I mean, it would be hundreds.
Yeah, you would.
Constantly.
Hundreds. That's constantly. An understatement.
But I mean, just like all the, I'd just keep hundreds with me.
Yeah.
Because I right now want
that's
to do that.
That's how you get robbed. That's how you get robbed.
But that's what I want to. Well, yeah, I'm not going to keep. I'm just being facetious.
I got you.
But I would keep some.
Okay, vocab.
We don't have to look that one.
Spell it.
Hey, that's light work. We don't have to look that one up though.
Okay, J. Cole. Light work.
But if I've got it, I want to give it, and it would be very like if I was just going to the grocery store and it's just, hey, do you need an apartment? You know what I mean? For me, the asking, it would be the challenge, because I don't get hot and bothered, but I will feel really bad about not giving.
Yeah. And then, a little bit of venture capitalism. And also, I do think
would
that
torment me. Traveling. What are you talking about? I'd be traveling. I would travel to
that private jet.
I would be traveling to every place because there's so many places that are. Yeah.
Jet.
Yeah, you'd be a about it.
No, but no one would know, though. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I just would have a hangar with a private jet. And you still got to go one car at a time. You get all the car. You can't be pulling up a different car every time.
Right.
People going to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
They're going
to
figure
out.
Are
you serious? Your family and friends, you wouldn't even want these people to know?
No, I'd hook them up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'd do it in an indirect way. Mm. So they may not necessarily know it was me, because I just don't like my phone ringing like that.
Yeah.
I feel you. It unnerves me.
Yeah.
It unnerves me. You know what I'm saying? Anybody in my family that I knew needed something or even not directly related to me,
right.
I would love to help people, of course.
Yeah.
But I just wouldn't want to, like, my phone, I wouldn't want to be the kind of person that, like, every time my phone rings, I'm like, oh.
No, you wouldn't be able to answer it. I think some of these, I mean, you guys have seen the documentaries. It's
rough. I would be an incognito as long as I could be. And then what I would do is I would play off the earnings, right? I'd play off the winnings as success from the podcast. You know what I'm saying?
I just blew the f up.
People would be like, yo, Dan, you got the Bentley truck? And I'd be like, yeah, bro, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, we're killing it.
Shit, iTunes, you know what I'm saying? We got a little side deal with, Apple.
Patreon.
Patreon. We got a million subscribers on Patreon,
right? We talked about it enough.
Yeah.
Y'all got sick of us. Hop, skipped, and it jumped over there.
We just got a million subscribers on Patreon. So, yeah, this little thing, this ain't nothing. Mm-mm. So that's what I would do.
Yeah, I love it. I put out a question box because it was like so interesting. Not to harp on Patreon, but we were talking this past week on Patreon. We made a joke about being frugal, and I was like saying something, and you were like, "We're so frugal."
It was when I was shopping for the costume, right? I was shopping for cowboy hat, belt, boots.
Yeah,
you would have thought Shannon.
It was like $250.
For a one-nighter. But still.
For a one-night stand.
The grossness.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
When I was like, oh, the boots are going to be like $160. You're like,
you're never going to wear them again.
$160?
Yeah. And so basically Sean was like,
absolutely not.
You're so frugal about the most random things. But this is the thing, is that it was worse in my 20s. So I got to thinking today, I was on my walk and I threw a question box out there because I'm like, when I was in my 20s, I would splurge on the most random shit. And then it would come down to like deodorant. I was like making my own deodorant. I wouldn't even buy deodorant at the store.
Shampoo and conditioner?
Hell no. I'm saving $2 on that. I'm buying Suave.
Have you seen like the Dr. Phil episodes with like the people who are like so frugal? I saw the one dude, okay? Listen to me and don't puke.
Oh, God.
So he had mouthwash, right? So he had an empty bottle of Listerine and then the full bottle. And so what he would do is he would take a swig of Listerine in the morning.
Yeah.
And then he would spit it in the empty one.
Save it?
And that would refill. And then when he was done with the brand new Listerine, he would then go through the once used Listerine because he was like, it's alcohol. So it's like
once over.
He's just like, I'm just going in. It tastes the same.
It like cleans itself out.
It's like, so I've seen those little mini documentaries about people like that where it's like,
yeah,
they do the weirdest thing. Or they mark the toilet paper with the marker.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Remember that? I feel like the 80s, you can only use so much.
Listen, that's going too far.
That ain't gonna work in our house. We got some tootie butts.
But we also, we're way too clean about two things. Baby wipes. We overuse baby wipes.
Yeah. Pristine buttholes in this house.
You could eat sphincters off our butthole.
No, that's a fact.
Our buttholes.
That's an actual fact. It actually happens from time to time.
It's pretty egregious.
It's happened.
And then
recently.
Okay. Always one step too far. And then the towels, dude. We're one shower washers.
Don't tell people that. Don't tell people that.
I'm saying these are the two things that we take obscenely far, where it's like, you wash your towel after every single...
We basically live in a hotel. That's how we like a fresh, fluffy towel.
We like a fresh, fluffy towel. Every single... We're doing loads of towels every freaking day.
Don't tell people that. They're going to cancel us. Don't tell people that.
What are you talking about? They know. I mean, that's not even the weird... That's not even half of the weirdest thing that we've said. I mean, come on. So anyway, it got me thinking because I was like, I used to splurge on the weirdest things and then be frugal about like necessities.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I threw it out there because I'm like, what do you splurge on that is just crazy?
Yeah.
But then like you're frugal about, you know, like, so I got a ton of funny write-ins. One person wrote in and said, I am frugal about anything that's $40.
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry.
Sorry, I'm diving right in.
I'm sorry. But now it is time for a segment.
Okay.
We like to call, you can splurge on this or you can save with that. You can splurge on this because this is kind of fat. Like a North Carolina college girl.
Wow. Okay, no. That? not fat. You should have said thick.
Thick.
Yeah.
Stop it.
You can cut the air with the C, you know?
Oh, good God.
So the first person wrote in and said, I am frugal on anything that's $40, but if it's a $60 item, I'm in. But I will think about a $40 item for days. not the difference between 40 and 60. That sent me.
Oh my God, that is so funny.
I used to have a girlfriend that was just like that. I would be like, she'd send me pictures of stuff and I'm like, yo, it's like a, it's just a frivolous item in your house. Like, just buy it.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, return it. But also just like, this is not a like couch. This is not a thousand, this is not thousands of dollars that you're sitting here. She was so frugal that she would take days and sometimes weeks to make a decision about the most frivolous shit. And it always drove me so crazy. I'm like, have you made a decision on XYZ?
Yo, people like that. That's how I am. Random point. I am that way with the volume.
Yeah.
The volume for me has to be on an even number or a five. Okay.
Oh, that's weird.
28. Right? The volume's at 28, we're good. Yeah. 30, we're good.
Yeah.
29, get out of my car.
Oh.
If you try to put the volume on 29 or 27 or 23,
yes,
or God forbid 21. It's really? Either 20 or 22. Why would you put it on 21? Why would you want it just one louder than 20?
I'm not even looking when I flip.
You're doing it for feel. You're just doing it for feel. You're just like I'm just gonna go till it's loud enough.
Yes.
For my ears.
And I don't even look at what that number is.
And
is that chaotic to you?
It upsets me, yeah. I'm not going to lie. It upsets me.
Well, I mean, have you met me?
It could be like a 37. That's insane.
Oh, my God. It's constantly 37. It's 33 or 37.
No, typically. Nothing should be on 37.
Or 39.
Numbers should be even. If you're gauging something, you should always have it on an even number or a five.
You do that with like alarms too.
Oh, yeah. Would you set your alarm for 7... I'm going to get up at 6:37 in the morning, you psychopath.
No, I've never done that before.
A 35?
No, I don't.
Or a 40?
No. Oh, no way. What are you talking about? No, no. Alarms for me, 6:45 or 7. There is no in between. It's either... It's a 15 minute.
Okay, 15
minute. So it's like 6:30, 6:45, or 7. Who's setting their alarm for 6:55?
Psychos. 55 is, you're a psycho. Yeah, you're a psycho.
That's insane. Anything 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, anything in between is crazy. But if you're not setting it like on a, like a 15 minute increment, or I mean, maybe if you're doing snoozers.
Snoozing to me is the, if you can snooze at this age in life, you also have problems.
Oh, I snooze.
You can't snooze.
I snooze. Okay, you know what? You know who made me?
The boys. Yeah,
the kids.
They're bad.
Yeah.
I can't really snooze when the alarm goes off. First of all, and it's funny. This is just, we're sidetracking, but is what we do.
What do you mean?
Even just from the 2 days, the 2-3 weeks prior,
yeah,
I was so on my shit. I was waiting for my alarm every morning.
Oh yeah.
I'm waking up about.
You're ready to go.
No, because I'm locked in. I'm waking up.
Oh.
Boom. Alarm's going to go off in 3 minutes.
Yep.
Got it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just on my phone f***ing around for 3 minutes.
You're waking up with energy.
Oh, I'm ready to go.
No, you're excited.
Chomping at the bit for life.
You're excited. You're feeling thin. You put those sweats on. You're like, do these even fit?
What is even?
Of course they don't. I have to tie. Pants? Yeah, I've got to tie them tighter. You drop a load off and the poop's just coming out smoothly without any hassle at all.
Just like.
You just wake up as a
All right,
just
next,
did that on the next same one. Day.
The exact same time. That was your best sound
the
effect.
The worst part is that we both knew
exactly what each other meant. Oh, yeah. That was your best sound effect. That was a good sound effect.
God.
RPM, give her a round of applause for that sound effect.
So good. So good. This person says that they'll splurge on vacations and skincare and toilet paper, but you know what they're frugal about? Paper towels.
She said Downy.
No, she takes
Cottonelle. If you don't get that Cottonelle out of the motherfucking basket, son, and go get you some motherfucking store brand, please.
You know how you were just talking about marking the line?
Yes.
From the show? She says she cuts the paper towels into smaller.
Stop.
Yo,
it.
You would hate me.
Stop it.
I am. Okay, we already just shared about the baby wipes and the towels. I'm gonna give you another glimpse into my life, and this, you guys are gonna hate me. I overuse paper towels. Like there's an endless supply. Like there is like if I'm cleaning, it's like I'll wrap it around my arm.
Yeah, you're.
And then I'm like, go. And then my Windex. I'm like, wax on, wax off. And I'm like, it's too wet. I got to get more.
If you don't, just grab a rag.
No, I love a paper towel. I love a paper towel. And that's not something that I'm frugal about. It's very interesting as I've become older, the yeah. things that I'm frugal about and the things that I'm not. Because we'll buy name brand. Oh, that's the other thing. Name, you can't skimp on toilet paper.
Well,
name brand toilet paper, because or else you're going to cut your butthole.
Yeah.
But I mean, our guests will, because we use
in my opinion, though, some toilet paper, because, you know, we don't use toilet paper. But I remember toilet paper, like from the time before, yeah. right?
We don't like dingleberries.
Yeah, and I will tell you that I've had toilet paper that was too good. You ever had toilet paper that was too good, too clingy? Like you put it in and it's too clingy.
It's too absorbent.
It's grabbing your butt. No, it's kind of grabbing your butt. It's trying to take your butt with you as you wipe. And then now it's kind of almost like, it's almost like it's like you can come out and it's just your hand and you're like, oh, I got to wipe toilet paper in my butt because it doesn't want to come out. Yeah.
So there's a fine line.
Yeah, you got to. I like middle grade toilet paper. If I'm going to use toilet paper, I don't want cheap toilet paper.
You can't get the cheap toilet paper.
No, the cheap toilet paper will literally go up inside you and impregnate you.
Like the zoo, if you go to the zoo or you go somewhere like that where they're just like, they're buying toilet paper from, you know what I mean? Like
it's
just
like,
yeah, and they're getting the cheapest stuff. And you're not bringing, I'm not bringing my wipes with me everywhere I go. So I'm using the toilet paper when I'm at the zoo or wherever I'm going. I'm just using that as an example. Or if I go to the grocery store, I got to go at a random time. And it's like you leave there and you think, I need to make a gynecologist appointment. I've got cuts.
I will tell you this. I've been hating on the MRSA for quite some time. You guys know how I feel about the MRSAs.
Yeah.
But a good reason to have a MRSA would be to bring the wet wipes with you. Some flushable wet wipes. Oh, so I could just go to the gym and then just destroy the toilet and just feel like a champ when I go back out there knowing that I'm not leaving a snail trail behind.
I'll tell you, there are probably a lot of people shaking their head right now because they're like, no, yeah, I bring my wipes in my purse.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good spot for them. I can tell that this person is one of us, meaning potentially over the hill, because they they like to splurge on, this is why I can't use my phone for this.
Oh God.
They amateur. Like to splurge on airline tickets, cuts of meat, and functional shoes. I'm dead. I was just talking the other
cuts
day.
Cuts of meat. That is a 40-year-old.
Functional shoes. I was just talking about,
not stylish.
I was just talking about the fact that like there's like a happy medium on shoes, because like I've had 3 knee surgeries, so I need the functionality, I need the cushion, I need the softness, I need them to be like geriatric, I need there to be like a 3-inch sole, and that's just all air fluff, right? That's all cushion. But then I also need them to be
look good.
Yeah, you gotta give me your neutrals.
Yeah,
so that they go with everything.
Yeah,
because I'm gonna spend a lot of money on these shoes.
I got you.
So they've got to be, like she says, just functional. But yeah, the cuts of meat, man, that's your right up your alley.
What do you mean? That's a real adult. Mm-hmm. If they know like the cut of meat that they want specifically,
yeah,
I'm all over that. They're living a good life.
One of your favorite places to be is in the meat department.
In the deli, yeah, I'll get down. Oh, not the deli. It is the meat department. Yeah, it's called the meat department.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like there was a joke there,
We need an actual butcher.
Yes.
That's what we're missing on our side. We need a butcher. The only butcher I know is not close to here.
Because we love, there's nothing that can get it. Not right now. Let's save that for after the show.
Yeah,
so we can pay attention.
Yeah, I pay attention.
But there is nothing that gets us more excited than when we're like coming towards the weekend and it's going to be sunny, babe.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, steaks, salmon. Like we were looking forward to the good eating, the drinks, the sun,
the smells,
the slabs of meat.
Yeah.
It's the meat.
Yeah.
Like the boys, the boys are so fucking bougie, dude.
Yeah, Ark. No, have I told the story yet? So one time Shannon was out of town and it was just me and the boys. So I got myself like a probably $28-$29 a pound steak. Mm-hmm. And I figured I'll save some money and I'll get them like some $3.99 a pound steaks.
Yes.
Cause they don't know shit. Right. In my mind, I'm like, they don't know shit. They're, you know, yes, they usually eat our steak,
right?
But they won't be able to tell the difference.
Right.
And I cut the steak up and put it in Kraft macaroni and cheese and even smothered in cheese.
Yeah. They know.
They took a bite and they go, Dad, Dad, and they look at my steak. They go, did you give us the same steak as you? Just like that. And mind you, Lincoln had to be what is he? He's nine now. So he was about seven. He was about seven. Rocky was five. And they both came at me like, bro.
I know. They go to other people's houses and the people are like, what do you want to eat? And they're like, let's go get steak.
Yeah.
It's like, no, bro, you don't have any concept. I understand that you have fine taste in food, but you don't have concept of what the cost is here. We're not taking you to get a steak.
In our defense, we don't do steak at restaurants.
Oh, yeah, not typically.
That's our weird frugal.
Yeah, but they don't also eat sometimes off the kids' menu. Like, Lincoln has fully transitioned to eating a full bacon cheeseburger in the full meal.
Oh, the adult. He doesn't do
no
kids.
No problem. He's not doing burgers. the kids movie. Sorry, guys. Okay,
I'm going to get a drink.
Oh, okay.
You keep talking. Give it to us. I can scream.
Oh, really? This person wrote in and said, I'm frugal on clothes, never pay full price, but I splurge on food. That's why my clothes don't fit.
Hello.
That's so funny.
Sounds familiar.
Sounds familiar. Sounds like something we were just talking about. This person says, I splurge on clothes. I skimp on undergarments. I've had the same underwear for 15 years.
Oh.
Yo, you got to get the Ebby. No joke. I mean, DM me, man. I got the best hookup on undergarments that are seamless. And I swear to God, one of my girlfriends was like, I have not bought new undergarments since I had kids. And now she's wearing all the Ebby is soft as shit. You got to get on it, dude.
Okay. I will say this. Let me add to this.
That was a full Link Harvey moment, but like, if you haven't bought new undergarments 15 years, hit me up, man. I got the hookup for you.
I got to say this. I will wear underwear until it's unwearable anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then I toss it. I wear socks until I run socks until you can't physically put them on. Then they're gone, right? So I am definitely, for some reason, frugal about my undergarments as a man. Because as a man, who cares? You know what I'm saying?
I feel like people, it's like you go into it as a whole, for sure.
I haven't gotten to the point, like I'm sure there's some very wealthy men that are like, oh no, because
it's just like a laziness thing where it's like, oh, I got to buy this. Well, forget about it.
Recently though, I just got into expensive jeans and I'll still go to the Nordstrom Rack.
Yeah, who do you have to thank for that?
You.
I know.
And it was
because I splurge on jeans.
Exactly. And so, I didn't believe it. I didn't believe there was any value in it until I got some soft denim.
And the feel?
What are you talking about?
Of an expensive pair of jeans?
Oh.
People don't think they fit different.
No, they do.
What are you talking about?
No, they walk different.
They hug your body. Talk about thick.
Talk about thick.
They make you look like... Your body will fit into the squeeze right in.
Yeah.
And it will come out the other side different.
No, it will. It will. I will say this. If you think Levi's 501, I've had like Levi's or H&M jeans, stuff like that, that you gain a little weight, you can't put nothing in your pockets.
Mm-hmm.
The jeans that I get now, you know, once again, I still get them at the discount place. It's last season's.
Yeah.
Because I still
but
can't.
No one knows.
I'm not going to do $200-$300. I'm not doing that. I'm not grabbing that. But I'll $75-$80 for a good pair.
Yeah, $100, yeah.
yeah, $100-$120. It's nothing. Not a big deal. Not a big deal. You know,
you got to go $125. You got to go $130. You go $127, you're a crazy person. This person wrote in and said that they are frugal on groceries. Like they literally shop at Walmart for groceries.
Yeah.
But then on the way home, they're like so splurgy with their effort that they're like, I'll order DoorDash by the time I get home. That is so many people. So many people because you've just gone through the effort.
That's called bad money.
You've just gone through the effort of grocery shop. We've done this so many times. We have a fridge full of food. We just did this weekend. I'm calling us out. And then we look at each other and go, I'm not cooking.
You say, no,
I'm not cooking.
This is what I say. All right, well. No, this is how I get DoorDash. I go, hey, I'm telling you right now, I'm not cooking tonight. So do you want to cook?
We got to make a decision right now. We got to make a decision right now.
If you want to eat, then if you don't want to cook, then we got to order something right now. Because otherwise, we ain't eating.
Because
I'm not making shit. And you're like, I ain't making shit.
Yeah. And then it's like, well, are you going to starve? No, I'm eating.
I'm going to eat.
I'm leaving here with some. So yeah, we DoorDash. Man, we had a fridge full of food. And we had meat that we were like, it's going to expire. We're like, oh, well, let's DoorDash.
I'll give you another one that I got. That's my personal one. I cannot spend other people's money at a restaurant. Like if someone else is paying.
Yes, I got you.
No matter how rich they are.
Yes.
I don't care how wealthy they are.
No.
I don't care if I'm with a friggin' NBA player and we're at dinner and they go, get whatever you want.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, bro, I know the shit.
Yes.
I know the cuts of meat, as the one person said.
Yes.
I know the drink. I could order me a $300 glass of whiskey right now.
Not going to do it.
I'm not going to do it.
No.
And I'm not, I've never get the, I might get some steak, but I'm not going to get the best cut of steak.
That's the thing. I'm not going to get the highest priced item.
Not even.
But I'm also not going to get a cheap something.
No.
Because I'm not gonna show my ass. I'm not gonna act like I haven't been here before.
Yeah, come on now.
But I'm not gonna go highest item and be a dick. No. There's like a tweener situation.
And it sucks sometimes because I feel like whenever we go, I don't know how you guys do it, we're still at the age where when we go to dinner with our parents, they get the bill.
God.
And
I think that's till the end of time.
I hope so.
Yeah.
But the problem with that is that we only really eat at restaurants with them. So then in my mind, I'm like, dude, if I was paying for this, I would get something better.
Yeah.
But I don't want to do that.
We don't want to forfeit the right.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? I try to keep my entree somewhere between $17 and $40. So you know what I'm saying?
So you keep getting the invites.
Yeah, you know, because I'm not trying to get like a $75 entree and then, you know, next thing you know, ooh, no more dinners.
Yeah, we're trying to get invited back.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm shutting up shop because we're going to take some over in Patreon. There's a bunch that I couldn't get through. And a lot of them are similar. We all have similar wants and needs.
We also have a dope Patreon question, which was what again? What was the Patreon question?
What have you been accused of that you didn't actually do?
Yeah, what have you been falsely accused of?
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna deal with those ones over there. They're on Patreon.
Same. Frugal on my wife and a splurge on the hose.
Man. Hey, I'm not going to lie. I don't know guys like that anymore.
Yeah.
But there was a point in my life where I definitely knew a lot of scumbags.
Yeah.
And I knew a lot of guys like that to where, like, if you were to ask their wife, oh, that man is broke.
Mm-hmm.
He has nothing.
Yeah, he never takes me out.
He don't take me out. Yeah. Every time I need something, he's bellyaching about it.
I'm wearing the same old outfit.
Yeah, you can't get no new shoes. Let his side chick tell you.
Yeah.
They go on vacations all the time.
She knows about you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
You're damn right she does. You're damn right she does.
And on that note.
Well, guys, we already know. It's been a rootin' tootin' hell of a time.
I have a confession. This is going to be controversial.
Okay.
Because you know what you did to me?
What?
You sprang something on me on the last podcast.
Okay.
On air.
Mm-hmm.
Without telling me.
What did I do?
No. This is what did I do.
Okay.
This is my first episode ever.
Okay.
We've been doing this for 100 and something episodes.
Yeah.
I did not drink.
Oh. You set me up.
I didn't set you up. But I'm on my game. I've been trying to lock.
So you don't think I want to be on my game too?
I knew you would do that.
You don't think I want to be on my game too?
I knew you would do that.
You think I need this devil's juice?
I knew you'd do that.
You think that's what I need to be on my P's and Q's on this microphone, woman?
Well,
I could do this shit in my sleep.
Listen, can I get a standing ovation that I was on my shit? Right?
Oh yeah, let's clap for Satan.
Yes,
let's clap for the deceiver.
But I knew that Sean and I are so in tune that we rile each other up. And then we also, like, we're the best of each other, but then we can also be the worst. So, like, if we're getting it right and tight, it's like a competition. Who's getting it more right and tight?
So why don't you want to be in the competition?
Then, I just wanted to do to you, but you did to me. That's it.
You're spiteful.
That's it.
We're
also very spiteful.
You are spiteful.
So, but I knew that if I was like, I'm going to drink, then you'll be like, I'm going to drink. Because we're in tune with each other constantly. But
I fasted.
Mm. Oh yeah.
And I did not drink.
You didn't tell me until later. Yeah.
No, but you knew I wasn't drinking when we recorded the episode.
Oh, I made a thing of it.
And you guys gave me such you and
RPM.
Lucifer over there.
I know because it's the kids are asleep, we poured a drink. It's our thing. It's our hangout time. It's not like we're alcoholics.
Oh, now you're lecturing me. Now you're lecturing me, little miss. What is even in that wine glass?
Collagen and electrolytes.
Oh my God. And on that note,
I spruced my goose.
Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate you hanging out more than you will ever know. I'm sorry for my wife's lies. Well, hopefully the situation will be rectified next week, and we will see you next week
when the kids are asleep.
Wow.
I got you. Got you where I want.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I poured another drink. I was.
If you want to catch up with us when the kids are awake, hit us up on Instagram at The Kids Are Sleep Pod.
And for the flyest merch in the game, make sure you hit us up at thekidsaresleeppod.com.
We love you.